Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
They want to get it now. They want the Jack and the Beanstalk. You know, hey, they plant the seed, and the next morning it rolls up to the sky. That's a fairy tale, people. You know that. Reaping and harvest takes different seasons.
Amen.
They're not all the same. You don't reap and harvest all at the same time. It takes time to make a harvest. But rest assured, your harvest is coming. You know, so many times people do some dirt and think they got away with it because they immediately got caught. You may get away. You may get by, but you won't get away. You may get by, but you won't get away. Your harvest is coming. You know, a lot of people want to go out Saturday night and dance and do all that good stuff, and then they want to come in Sunday morning and want a crop failure. Doesn't happen that way. You are going to reap what you sow. It's going to be later, but it is coming. So just don't think that because it's not an immediate action that you got by. God is able to bless you if you faint not. You know, God, I like what he says right here in verse 9. It says, and let us not be weary in well doing. Well, turn that around. Be weary in bad doing. Right? If you're doing bad, be weary. But if you're doing good, he wants to encourage you today. Because a lot of times people are laboring for the Lord and they don't see any, you don't see anything happening. But God says, don't be weary. Because he says, I'm about to bless you. Here's what I found out, that God wants to get us to the point of stop relying on ourselves and rely on him. That's when he will begin to bring your harvest. Because you'll understand the trials that you've been through. Then you understand that you'll be able to tell someone else that it was not me, but it was Jesus. I tell you, some of us are going through some major things in our life. And people look at you, think you're doing all good, but it's Christ in you. That hope of glory that's working it out in your favor. He's working it out in your favor. It may not happen when you want it to, but you can rest assured it will be on time. God tells us that your labor is not in vain. I don't know about you, but that's good news. Whatever I sow, I'm going to reap. So if I'm sowing to the Spirit, I am going to reap the Spirit. Now the Spirit tells us these things, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Look at yourself and see, are you sowing these things? It says love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Long-suffering, that patience and endurance without quitting. And that gentleness. Are you gentle? Or are you just, you know, goodness. That's love in action. Are you faithful? That's dependability. Are you meekness? That's subdued strength. And are you temperance? Do you have self-control? These are the fruit of the Spirit. And like I say, are you sowing in those things? That's the things that God wants us to know. Now, so we talked about five laws of the harvest. Now the question is, you can't do anything about your past harvest.
Amen.
Nothing. So forget about it. But the good news is that you are alive today and you can sow today. Isn't that good? And the good news is that if you sow today, God is going to bring you a harvest. The laws of the harvest is a reminder that God's word is true. One thing, when we first read the scripture, it says, be not deceived. A lot of people are so deceived and don't understand that these laws of the harvest are in effect. God will not be mocked. I don't care if you are a Christian. You know, a lot of times we like to say, hey, we're a Christian. We commit a sin and we go to 1 John chapter 1, 9. God is faithful and just to forgive our sin. He will. But he will not remove the consequences. He will take you through the consequences. But he's not going to be mocked. You're going to say, hey.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.